This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Obviously, play the game right here. See if they can get Russ, the Packers. Looks like man-to-man coverage.
Fourth and three, game on the line. Williams lofting one for a dude.
He caught it! He caught it! First down! One-on-one to Adunze. Throws it to his back hip. A-plus throw.
Fourth and three. Massive, massive play, and Caleb Williams went back shoulder to Rome Odunze. Spiegs and Mark Grody on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Here's what Caleb said after the game about that completion in that moment.
You always, this matchup league, as everybody tells you, and so to be able to have, you know, my guy, Rome, one-on-one with somebody, went off the line, kind of knowing that the DB's, in catch-up mode. Give him a back shoulder ball, and either he's going to get a PI or he's going to catch it. And so, he did just that, made the catch, great catch.
My guy, Rome Odunze. That's his guy.
Came in together, and they sort of played it up, like, we're the two rooks coming in here to change everything.
He's also, I would argue, the best fit for the X receiver spot that Rome ought to be inhabiting a lot more. And maybe we're starting to see a little bit more of that, and we can talk about it with Dan Wiederer a little bit, because the X receiver is the one that runs a more vertical route tree. They've been using Keenan Allen a lot there, but Keenan doesn't really have the foot speed to do that anymore.
As DJ Moore mentioned the other
day. Yes, man! Because he said, like, oh, they'll be surprised if Keenan goes deep. Yeah, because the whole league's like, why are you sending Keenan deep?
Old man Keenan is a-coming.
Right.
He's a-running.
So I don't know if Thomas Brown's going to change it, but I sure hope that we see that. And maybe with Keenan's ankle, it's even more of an inspiration to get that changed. I think Rome Odunze should be the X receiver. He is the most targeted of all the wide receivers so far. He has the most yards of all the wide receivers so far on this team. And I think by the end of this year, you're going to be looking at and going like, oh, I think Rome has been established as Caleb's number one.
I hope that was the moment that Rome Odunze takes off. The 3rd and 19 and the 4th and 3. Those two plays. Because that would have been the story for a lot of the week, obviously, if the kick wasn't missed. So I hope that, because we kind of did this for Caleb Williams after the Jacksonville game. We're like, that's it. He's here. We've got a quarterback. And there have been struggles since. I do want to see Rome keep on doing it, because he has had some rookie moments this year as well, like a decent amount of drops.
Yeah, he has. But he and Caleb, I think, are locked, and you heard it in the enthusiasm from Caleb there. Here's Rome Odunze in the locker room earlier this week. Mark Grody, you were there as part of the cluster of reporters talking to Rome.
Yeah, no, my coach, you know, Junior Adams, back in the day, he said, you know, the little things turn into big things, and that's exactly what that is. You know, those little routes, those little catches that we get after practice turn into those plays. That 4th and 3 turn into that 3rd and 9, and, that's football and that's life. You know, doing the little things right will eventually show on a bigger stage.
How important is the connection with you and Caleb to your development? You're trying to figure out all these things and trying to master the NFL game, but specifically with this quarterback, this will be the quarterback you're playing with for a while.
Yeah, 100%. Shoot, I mean, it's everything. You know, at the end of the day, he's the one throwing me the ball, so it's everything. You know, our connection and, you know, building that chemistry. I can't have great games without him, and hopefully he can't have great games without me, you know. But he's doing his thing back there, and you know, when he has that trust and believe in me, is something that brings me confidence, allows me to go out there and play freely and fast.
Where do you think you guys are at now, and what would you like to see develop in that over the rest of the season, the last seven games?
I think we're just in the beginning phase, you know, in infant stages of this thing. I have big aspirations and dreams and goals, so you know, looking back on some of the best quarterback wide receiver duos is something that is at the top of my goal sheet, with, you know, along with Caleb. So I think we're just in the infancy of this thing, being able to make those plays. You know, we got to go win Super Bowls together, got to go do big things. So a fourth and three catch is, you know, very, very low on our list.
Following up on, you said you had great aspirations and dreams. Do you feel other moments this season where you feel like you're just about ready to blast off, like even, for example, the end of last game?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, a few plays that give you that confidence that, you know, we're going out there and doing good things and we're on the right trajectory. But, you know, at the end of the day, a football game, there's lots of mistakes made and different things. And that's why I love the game, is, you know, those are those moments where you're like, man, we're about to go crazy, and then it'll humble you real quick and those different things. So, you know, I think, you know, we're on the right trajectory. We're continuing to grow, and that's the biggest thing I can, you know, be happy about, is I think we're on the upward path.
When you look back at the overall operation of the offense on Sunday, just every new play calling, Cole said you guys were moving differently. How different was that compared to the previous games with a new play caller and just everything differently?
Yeah, I think Thomas has been doing, and the staff have been doing a great job of just, you know, stepping to the challenge and you know, putting us in position to have success. And I think as players, we're embodying it even more as well. You know, understanding that, you know, the time is now, and we need to you know, execute and operate, you know, in a professional manner to get things done. And that kind of came to fruition on us with us Sunday. But you know, it's not the time to, you know, feel happy about that. It's about, you know, doubling down on those things and having another great week.
What do you think led to the execution that you want to take on into the next, to kind of build on, I guess?
I think it's just, you know, our preparation, you know, and coming in today. You know, it was yesterday and Monday as well, looking at those things, looking at our mistakes. Tuesday, getting our bodies right, coming in today and having a great, you know, day of practice, knowing the plays and the offensive scheme that we have today. So then, you know, build on that tomorrow, build on that Friday, and then Saturday, and then, you know, have a great game Sunday. So it's all about the little things in the preparation.
We heard a lot about the play calls coming in quicker from Caleb. How does that help you specifically, to have them coming in quicker, clearer?
Right. It's, you know, a lot of times it gives us time to line up, and, you know, as a wide receivers, we're kind of looking at the defense as well and reading those things along with Caleb. So understanding what kind of coverage we're getting, what kind of technique the DBs are playing on us, allows us to, you know, build a plan for that snap. And same thing with Caleb. You know, he just has to do that at a very higher level. So it helps us all.
That's about 3 minutes of Rome Odunze that Chicago radio folks had not heard in full this week, and we wanted to bring it to you because that is a very important man this weekend and beyond, Mark Grody.
Yeah, I mean, he is, and it's amazing how, relative to a first-round pick in this town, like that he doesn't get the same microscope, and if Caleb wasn't here, he would, in terms of, where is he? Like, in the games that he didn't have great games in, there would have been a little bit. But he's also hidden, too, behind those two veterans, behind DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, and it would be great to see him get good enough to pass both of those guys up. I still think that if you're really going to make a run this year, DJ Moore has to be your best receiver and not Rome Odunze. Mm. Love the development. Love where you're coming from. Like, I don't have like a big argument against it, but I still think that DJ Moore is your most important receiver, and that includes the tight ends and everybody else catching the football.
Well, I just wanted to see them play Rome at the X so DJ can be freed up for a lot of the other stuff.
Like that.
And maybe we'll see some of that. Text the lines buzzing with the best band from the state of Illinois.
Yes.
Wilco getting some mentions, and deservedly so.
Did I ever tell you I went to high school with Glenn Cochi?
No!
Oh, my God. I've only said that a million times. Yeah, I was a marching band.
You played clarinet.
And he played the cool snare drum. Top snare. He was like the best.
Of course he was.
Lake Park High School had seen. So
that's outstanding. No,
none of us is surprised, but go on.
Chicago. The first 4 to 5, you know, rock and roll and funk albums from Chicago are just unbelievably great. Earth, Wind, and Fire getting a mention, deservedly so.
Absolutely.
Smashing Pumpkins, of course. And
had somebody thanked you on the text line for not mentioning Smashing Pumpkins, and I was thinking, why didn't you mention Smashing Pumpkins, who I'm going to see at the Aragon Ballroom in a couple of weeks?
It's a longer conversation.
Okay.
For another time.
We have lots of commercial. Do we have so much to catch up on during commercial speech?
Dan Wiederer from the Chicago Tribune will join us next. I'm told that Wiederer was in an elevator with Mark Grody and a Bears player's grandparents. I need to hear that story as Bears. Part of our conversation with Weedsy next on the screen.